The Dublin-based clerical abuse survivor Marie Collins has expressed deep concern over the Pope's Commission for the Protection of Minors. It follows the recent resignation of Commission member German Jesuit Father Hans Zoller, who criticised the leadership of the Commission and its lack of transparency. Marie Collins was a member of the Commission up to 2017 when she resigned in protest at Vatican interference in its work. Now, in a joint letter to the Pope with former President Mary McAleese, she says she's deeply concerned over the direction of the Commission, which is meeting this week in Rome. Marie Collins has been telling me of her concerns.
Well, really alarmed by the fact that the most respected child protection person in the Church, Father Hans Zollner, just resigned from the Commission, and he resigned, talking about the various problems that he found were not being dealt with. Finance, the fact that instead of the international experts on the Commission making the decisions and doing the work, it was now being done by staff members, and they were just being given tasks. I think it goes back when I resigned from the Commission. I was there for 3 years. When I resigned, it was because we were supposed to be independent, but the Curia wanted control. Now, 9 years on, the Curia have more control because the Commission has been moved into the Curia. And it looks very much as though the Vatican Curia are now trying to erode the independence even further. And if that happens, then you have the same people making decisions on child protection that have been doing so for decades. And we know what they did in the past. So it's a worry.
What is the impact of all of this, as far as you've been able to assess, on the way the Commission goes about its key mission, which is, I suppose, on the one hand, providing support and help to survivors, but also protecting children in the Church around the world?
Well, this is it. The Commission is supposed to bring policies to the Pope to improve the structure of child protection and to improve policies around child protection. And around the world now, in the countries where there have been, the media spotlight has been on the Church, safeguarding has improved dramatically, as it has here in Ireland. We're an example of that. But in many other countries in the world, particularly in less developed countries, things have not changed and things are not happening that should be happening. And Father Zollner, when he resigned, he said that the Vos Estis, which is the policy that the Pope brought in to control and hold bishops accountable, it's not working because there is still this not wanting to harm the reputation of a church leader by sanctioning him for negligence. So at the moment, a lot of changes are still needed. And if the Commission are not able to actually do the work themselves, and it's going to be done by those in the Vatican, then you're just where you started out. You know, it's 9 years on now, and we still don't have zero tolerance. We still don't have mandatory reporting. We still have, we don't have global guidelines. That is, you know, a consistent set of procedures that must be followed in every diocese. And that's what the Commission really was there to bring in, as well as the, working with survivors.
And what about that? What about the supports for survivors? And what about the Commission discharging that role as well?
Well, they are bringing in, I believe, they just opened a new office where they said, the new secretary said it would be Palace of the Survivors. Well, I thought that was a sort of tone-deaf comment because the survivors don't need a palace or patting on the head. They need their cases dealt with speedily, transparently, and they need to be able to have their questions answered. That is the most important thing. And yes, the Commission under the new management are talking about listening to survivors, but they've been told, we've had that for years from the Church. What we need is action rather than just listening. The tension there between the Curia and the Commission is counterproductive to work being done.
So what do you think needs to happen now? If your confidence was to be restored in this Commission, what changes would need to be brought in?
I think they would have to come out and tell us where they're getting their financing from, because it is said that they're getting financing, some of their financing is coming from bishops' conferences, while at the same time they're supposed to be monitoring those bishops for child protection. I don't know how you can monitor and sanction somebody if they are funding you. So there's a conflict there. So I'd want to seek clarity around that. I'd like to seek clarity around who are the commission. Is it the international experts who are members of the commission, or is it faceless staff members in the Vatican who are making the decisions? They're the most important things, really, because at the end of the day, you don't bring international experts in and then let somebody else do the work. They're being brought in for a reason.
And that's Mary Collins speaking to me earlier. After the break, we'll be talking to the moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, who will be participating in the coronation tomorrow in London of King Charles III.